Dear all, I so eagerly looked forward to my train journey across the United States. I imagined long stretches of time to read, write sermons for the holy days, and catch up on just about everything. Instead, I found myself staring out the window, watching the wondrous, ever-changing landscape of our country. My favorite place was the very back of the train, where I could see the tracks stretching behind me, the miles we had already traveled. As we approached the final weeks of 5786, I found myself wondering, what if we looked at our year the same way? Have I appreciated the journey? Have I celebrated the stations along the way, the accomplishments, large and small? Have I recognized where I have grown, and where I keep traveling the same stretch of track? Have I nurtured the people who have shared this journey with me? And at the junctions, those moments when I had to choose a direction, did I pause long enough to consider where I was headed? The high holy days invite us to do something we rarely have the luxury to do. Stop the train, look back, and then, I walked to the front of the train and looked ahead at the tracks we had not yet traveled. The view was different, the window was a little blurrier. Perhaps the path forward is never quite as clear, but the tracks were there, and so were the possibilities. As 5786 draws to a close, perhaps our task is not to know exactly where the tracks will take us, but to be more intentional about how we travel. Because every year is a journey, and every moment along the way is a potential moment in time. With love and shalom, Rabbi Zachary R. Shapiro.